At his monthly KUED news conference, Governor Gary Herbert said it is government's role to protect the public. And that's why he's ordered the state health department to conduct an investigation into Stericycle's medical waste incinerator.
We've asked the Department of Health to go out and analyze on a tiered study what are the health ramifications of Stericycle. Based on the historical documents and the data that we have out there, they say there's no evidence that there's any health concern. But it's outdated. So we're going to do a new study with new soil samples and take a look at all the things that are taking place out there currently and see if there's reasons for concern.
But members of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment say this investigation is misleading. Kimberly Selsman, a cardiologist with the Veterans Hospital, takes issue with state officials telling people there is no evidence for health concerns. Selsman says soil samples are not a complete representation of what is being released in the air.
I don't think it's a well-founded thing to say that the soil samples don't appear dangerous and therefore everyone is safe. We think there is overwhelming evidence in the U.S. and worldwide that shows that these toxins are very dangerous.
Selsman signed a letter along with other physicians calling on Utah's hospitals to stop sending medical waste to Stericycle's incinerator. The letter cites large studies which document the harmful effects of burning medical waste for those living within 5 kilometers, including greater chances of birth defects and cancer. Officials at the state's largest hospital networks, Intermountain Healthcare and University of Utah, have already said that they are reviewing their waste procedures. The physicians group is encouraging hospitals to consider emerging technologies to treat medical waste, including ozone and chemical disinfectants. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.